Welcome to Apostolic Pentecostal Women. I'm your host, Maria, also known as Merlu Escamilla. Hola y bienvenidos a Mujer Apostólica Pentecostal, que también será parte de Chica Apostólica Pentecostal. Yo soy su anfitriona, María, o como ya conocida por Merlu Escamilla. Come along and join me here, where I'll be sharing not only my personal stories, but we will have special speakers talking about the biblical word, their testimonies, life as pastor's kids, life as a pastoral family, ministries, singleness, dating, marriage, prayer and fasting, health, finance, traveling, and the most important one, the one who started it all, the main reason why we're here, Jesus Christ. So let's begin. Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to our second season. Oh, how good is God. Today we have with us Sister JC Lee Pulford from Hello Awesome Podcast. Please go give her a follow, you won't regret it. I met Sister JC back in 2019, that's where we connected, but I knew of her for quite some time before that. Then I got to see her again last year in Indianapolis for our general conference. Sister JC is a wife and a mother of two boys. She's also an author of a little over 8 books, and she also has several coloring books. I'll have her link posted, so I encourage you to go buy her books. I'm also helping her translate one of the books into Spanish, and I'm looking forward to the next one. With that, I want to say, Sister JC, I'm honored to have you. Thank you for taking your time and letting the Lord use you to speak to us. Lord, have your way in us and let the word be spoken into the hearts of those who are listening. In Jesus' name.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength.
What's it going to take to move us from being spectators to participators when my children move into the dimension of not my will?
You better get ready, because God is getting ready to see a mighty anointing come upon
No Name. Special woman of God to remain composed and disciplined in the face of the adversary.
The devil's had you on your heels.
I stand before you as a living, breathing, walking, talking, moving miracle.
And we've got to learn how to walk in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit.
This is the outpouring we have prayed for.
In this end time, God is going to do a miraculous work among his people.
Only when you come from the presence of God can you lead people into the presence of God.
Hey everyone, this is JC Lee Pulford, host of the Hello Awesome podcast and the online ministry Hello Awesome. I'm so excited to be here on the Apostolic Pentecostal Women podcast, and I cannot wait to talk to you today about how to keep the vision. Have you ever felt a pull or an urge to do something for God, but had a difficult time following through? What about a dream that you know that the Lord has placed on your heart, but then a comment from somebody made you doubt it? We've all had those moments, and I wanted to talk about that today. In a world that glorifies the hustle and making it big for yourself, we as believers know that in whatever we do, we should give God the glory. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." And because we desire to be used and to do great things, we tend to overthink every single step that we do. We get into our heads, and we usually give up before we even begin, because we were so hyper-focused on all of the details. And then our vision gets blurry. After a while, that vision can even fade away. One thing I wanted to tell you today is that you are not alone. And this is totally normal. We are just humans. We are going to make mistakes, and we're going to miss. To expect perfection from ourselves 100% of the time is just not gospel. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. so that we continually repent and turn to Him for help. Can we just agree that we are so hard on ourselves most of the time and expect so much? We have to just take a deep breath and give ourselves grace. Yes, give yourself grace and patience. Often when God gives us a dream, it's not about the dream at all. It's actually about the process getting there. And if we don't slow down during it, we will miss moments of spiritual growth that we need, not just to fulfill the vision, but to be closer to God Himself. Are we just seeking the vision more than the one who gave it to us? We have to be careful not to worship our goals, our dreams, our callings more than the Lord. So how do we keep this vision alive? How do we keep the faith and stay in pursuit of a God-given dream, even when we are confused about what to do next or we're having a hard time with our own insecurities? Hopefully I can help you answer that, because I know what it's like to feel God pulling you into a direction and having doubts. I know what it's like to have a vision, but it seems nothing is happening the way I think it should. The vision that God gave you personally is still attainable, as long as you are still willing to do your part. Sometimes it's just in a different timing than we think. There is a difference between keeping the vision alive and letting it go. If we purposefully open up our hands and we drop the dream and we walk away, then we are the ones that let it go. It doesn't mean that God couldn't use us, but we decided that we were done. And we do have a power of influence as followers of Jesus, especially in a world that desperately needs a bright light. You know, there's a difference between a dreamer and a doer. And the difference is to follow through. You're probably like, okay, JC, what does that mean? I don't understand. Okay, so let's think of it this way. Anyone can be a dreamer. Anyone can have a vision or a dream of what they want to do or who they want to become. But we as Christians know that we must have Him as our filter so that we don't go astray and we don't chase the wrong things. And I think somewhere in our minds, we get anxious before we even try. We get insecure, and we don't feel like we're good enough. We might feel unworthy. And I understand that it's easy to beat ourselves up when we feel these things, even though they're very normal emotions. But the real test, the real true test, is what happens when opposition comes. What happens when people make fun of you, or when you make fun of yourself? What happens when you start playing negative words in your mind about how you can't do it? You're not good enough. You can't preach like that person can. You can't teach like that person can. You can't sing or play piano like that person can. What happens when you start thinking that way? Will you be ready to move forward, or will you freeze? You'll probably just freeze. But we do have a choice. Are we going to stay being a dreamer? Or are we going to be a doer? Are we just going to have our head in the clouds wishing that someday we could be used of God? Or are we going to look around and see where is there a need that we can help with right now? I want to mention that pausing or taking a break for a season is not the same as letting go of a dream. You still have the fire inside of you. You're just letting it simmer a little longer. And you might need to do that. Maybe you are a busy college student or a busy mama like me, and you don't think that you can handle following after the vision right now. I get it. That is between you and God. You haven't given up, I hope. You're just on pause right now. As long as you still have the vision, it's okay. The right time will come for you to be able to work within that vision. And depending on what that vision even is, there might not be a time limit from the Lord, but that's between you and Him. But what if you are in a season to pursue that vision? What if you are somebody who knows that God is calling you towards fulfilling this dream right now, but you're just anxious or scared? Well, in order to follow through and become a doer, you will just have to do it scared. I know, it sounds so crazy, but do it afraid. Because Moses and Daniel, Jonah, Peter, and so many others did it scared. They had questions. They were insecure. Their prayers showed that they were under a lot of pressure and even stress. But keeping the vision sometimes means pursuing it beyond how you feel. Keeping the vision sometimes means that nobody else is going to understand what you are doing, but you know that you are called to do it. And you should do it anyway. Do it scared, because you know that the voice that you're following truly has called you to do what you are called to do. Want to really know how to keep the vision? Just don't let it go. Remember the Lord, the voice of the one who calls you. Take actionable steps where you are right now by following through. And try to stop worrying about being perfect and doing it perfect and just follow Him. If you look at the Bible, people who obeyed God did not do it perfectly, but they still obeyed Him. Let Him establish you. We have to follow after the Lord's perfect direction and the Lord's perfect plans over our own ideas of what perfect is, because our most perfect attempts still fall short when compared to the perfect God. So don't worry about having it all together or knowing it all. Don't hold yourself under the cloud of condemnation just because you don't feel good enough. When God brings something to your attention that needs to be dealt with, be humble in repentance and ask Him to help you. And remember that it's not really about having the vision or even accomplishing it, but it's about the process and the journey along the way. Because you want to know the real truth? This is not going to be the only vision that God gives you. This is not going to be the last dream that He calls you to. Because once you get to a certain point, there's going to be more. Because we are never done until we are with Him in heaven. So give yourself grace. Give yourself mercy. Surround yourself with like-minded people and friends who will uplift you and who will call you out in a loving way and keep you on the right track. Be careful what you put inside of your mind, what you put inside of your heart, what you are entertaining that might distract you from the dream. And always remember that if God called you to do something, He's already prepared the way. Thank you for listening. I really hope that this encouraged you. If you want to find me and chat, just follow me on Instagram at Hello Awesome Live. I hope that you have a great, blessed day, and I hope we can talk soon.
How to keep the vision. Thank you, Sister JC, for bringing the word to us. And thank you to everyone who's listening to Apostolic Pentecostal Women, also known as Mujer Apostolica Pentecostal. So until next time, may the Lord bless you. Love you all.
There's no mountain He won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall He won't kick down. There's no lie He won't tear down.
Your testimony comes out of your obedience and your communion with God. It comes out of your relationship with God.
We should ask for wisdom to be able to see the struggle as God sees the struggle.